Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, Poetic Energy herself.
Bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow. Weekly featured guests and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves
live.
At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
Tonight, open mic hype here on the Poetic Energy Network station. I'm your host, Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the evening time. And I suspect my co-host will be arriving in the building very shortly. But we're just going to get it off and popping. This evening has been a long day for me, but I'm just thankful and just feeling awesomely blessed to be able to be on the air again this evening. So I am just going to get it started. And sigh for a moment. Can I do that, Detroit? But let me go ahead and put some spoken word in here for you. This is a piece by Azaria Sword, who is there. A very short piece, but we're gonna get it off and popping in here.
Mama, say who's there. She utters with glee, knock, knock. Torn apart from the stresses of the day, pupils roll in annoyance. Desperate plea, begging heaven to let this child sit her ass on the royal blue seats. Observations, riding the bus home. Exhaustion finds its home as coughs to loosen phlegm. Unnerving satisfaction in every blink of eyelids, purposely seeping into relaxation. Did she believe she could absolve of her title and legs spread enjoying a nut she inadvertently asked God for a child? Plagues unleashed to the futures, demons to be cast out later, simply avoidable had she entertained her daughter. Sparks fly when female friends, lips pucker to dribble gossip upon experience of the day or was hot in the hood. Pray someone will distract the seed. Mama ain't geared to nurse the spirit the moment God began recording transgressions. Torn apart from the stresses of the day, she was reluctant to engage a daughter with a spoonful of time. I'm sure I just observed it wrong on this night while riding the bus home. Mama, excuse me, Mama. No challenge too big, her mother appearing to be awake. Mama, knock, knock.
Well, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Thank you so much for being here with us this evening on a Thursday night with another Thursday night open mic hype. And I'm your host, Ms. Poetic E, bringing it to you live in the evening time. And I see my co-host has gracefully arrived in the building, so I'm just going to connect him right on in. Hey, Stevie D, how you doing this evening?
What's up, Missy? How you?
I'm great. Great. Great to hear your voice. How's it in the Windy City?
It's good. It's good. It's all good. It's all falling into place.
Oh, great. I'm glad to hear that. Well, I'm so excited for yet another Thursday night open mic. Hi. And we're just going to get it started. I just want to send a special shout-out to Ms. May Claire all the way from the Philippines. Grace in the show.
What's up, May?
Ms. May. You know what, Stevie? I am just, you know, I was just thinking the other day how many people from the TAG social networking group I met all of you guys mainly from that site.
Mm-hmm.
I started calculating how many people I actually met, you know, that were in the group. And I was like, wow. And we're still fellowshipping together. That's awesome.
Yeah, a lot of the people from tagged are Facebook people, too, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm going to just quickly announce before we even get started because, I can't even hold it. My cheeks and I'm smiling from ear to ear because our book is finally here. I see that we're going to have, it's going to be in the Kindle version, paperback version, and the ebook Kindle version. And I see that they've already put the Kindle version is already populated on Amazon.com. It's going to be on Amazon.com, the book patch, and, of course, the Michael Michelle Publishing website where everybody will be able to purchase their copies for $24.99 for the paperback and $15 for the e-version. But I am so excited because it just was wonderful how I was able to get, you know, in reading so many of the poems and the bios, you know, some of you guys brought me to tears. I just, you know, I felt like I got to know each and every one of the people included in the book very personally. You know, by giving, you know, by having an opportunity just to read a little bit more about, you know, each and every one. It's just a phenomenal. I'm so excited about this book. I'm so doggone excited. I want to say something else.
What do you want to say? Go ahead and say it.
See, you can't go on this.
We grown.
But I'm so excited, Stephen. I can't even tell you how I'm feeling on the inside because it came together so beautifully. And not even, we have, you know, over 190-something pages. And that's not even, everybody didn't even make it into the book, you know, because everybody didn't get me one thing or the other. And I couldn't continue to let it make everybody else wait. But I'm so excited that 11-11-11 synchronized.
That's a beautiful title and a beautiful cover.
Yeah, Stevie James, thank you. And we all did it. We all did it because it's, you know, the book wouldn't have came together without everybody being a part of it. So thank you guys. We are going to do great with this. I just got a wonderful feeling. And the director of the International Full of Woman Network has put it into their newsletter. So that's going to be awesome. And I'm looking for great things to happen with this book. But anyway, let me keep it going. can you tell I'm excited, Stevie J?
Yes, I can. I can't wait to purchase it. It's out tomorrow, right?
Well, you want to get your first one. You get the, I'm giving all the contributing authors their first one free.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I'm going to purchase one, and if I can give it away for a gift, just to support, you know?
Oh, Stevie J.
Well, that's how you got to do it. That's the only way we're going. That's the only way things evolve, if you help each other, and you know that.
Yes,
you've done enough,
yes,
help. Now, everybody that's listening, Christmas is coming. Everybody that has a poem in the book, and you're going to get a copy from the Miss E., purchase another one. Give it away as a gift and keep your copy.
Oh,
I think that's a good thing, man. You know, I think that's how it should be done. So I'm definitely going to get a copy tomorrow when it comes out.
All right. Yes. Thank you so much, Stevie G. All right.
No.
Well, we're going to get some poetry in, y'all, so that we can, move right along here. I'm just going to read something I've already read before.
All right. It's good to hear good poetry over again.
I'm going to read Soulmate. heart searching for a love so true, I turned to God because I didn't know what to do. God smiled on me, heavens opened up, and the sun shined through. He said, I have the perfect mate for you. God opened up the heavens and gave me a bird's eye view. There in the wilderness, there lied you. Examined the specimen of a chocolate man. In the bear, the sight was glorious, the man who was beyond compare. The thought of tasting you, my glands begin to water at flame or river's flares. I imagine your taste was delicious, like a chocolate eclair. I knew our union would be rare. It almost seems unfair that two souls made into one, solid, undeflatable, don't need a spare. I wouldn't dare continue to nibble on another chocolate eclair and miss the opportunity of a pure love that is divinely prepared. God's favor shines on you. He took your rib and made me for you, a gift directly handed to you. My chocolate eclair, my chocolate eclair, it gives me great pleasure to know that you will always be there. So move over, baby, make room for me. I want to lie next to you. I'm coming to spend my life with you. And in holy matrimony, we will say, I do. That's my piece, soulmate.
I do. Now, that's a,
all
now
right.
That's a deep poem, man.
All right. So we going to keep
it
right
along.
You
got to give yourself some love. You ain't going to clap it up for yourself?
All right, well, we're going to keep the show going here, and I'm going to, before I read another piece, I'm going to play one of the spoken word tracks. You know, we got to keep it all in rotation here on the show, and I just haven't heard one from my one of my favorite poets in a while, so I am just going to play this piece, because this piece I really like, Kiss Away Your Tears by Mr. Kyrie. That is just such an emotional piece, and I just got to play it. So without further ado,
I read a scripture that said, God counts every tear that a woman cries. Woman, if that's true, then the men who hurt you are going to pay for all the tears they brought to your eyes. And for years I stood by while watching you deal with different dudes who didn't deserve you. Men who deceived you and emotionally hurt you, leaving you to become a bitter, bruised woman with a broken heart. And woman, what if I told you I wanted to apologize for all the guys who told you dishonest lies throughout the years? What if I told you that I wanted to be the man who holds you while you cry, so I can kiss away your tears? Beautiful woman, I know you're tired of disguising your sadness behind a fake smile. Trying hard not to cry when you're feeling depressed. And in your eyes are crystallized tears, hardened by all the years of emotional pain that you've suppressed. An ocean of grief rages within your heart, and your belief in love is drowning in despair. And sweetheart, that piece of tissue won't wipe away your emotional issues. You need to be comforted by a man who truly cares. That's why I'm here, because I recognize that a woman's heart is God's sacred vessel. And I'm tired of seeing you hurt by men who are verbally disrespectful and emotionally neglectful. And woman, weeping is not a sign that you are weak. Allow your heart to release those tears of sorrow and grief. And I vow to tenderly kiss away every tear that trickles down your cheek. And I know it's difficult allowing yourself to feel vulnerable, but I'm here to let you know you can let your emotions show. My job is to hold you and comfort you while you sob. Weeping is a way for you to emotionally detoxify. So woman, go ahead and cry. And I promise to be here to kiss away every tear that falls from your eye. I know it's hard to let go of your past, but I want you to know there are brighter years ahead tomorrow. And weeping and forgiveness is part of the spiritual cleansing that will wash away your tears of sorrow. True healing starts within yourself. And forgiving those men who hurt you in the past is necessary for your own personal growth and health. So don't be ashamed to let your tears flow. Weeping washes away the grief when you're depressed. Woman, don't you know that crying brings emotional relief and tears contain chemicals related to stress? For too long you've suppressed these tears inside. So put away your foolish pride. It's okay to cry when your soul is vexed. Allow me to kiss away your tears, and I promise my lips are softer than Kleenex. and you no longer have to conceal the pain you feel. Release the pain so that your heart can heal. Your heart is safe in my hands. The only tears I ever want to see you cry are tears of joy, and I will stand strong beside you. Never again will you cry alone. Never again will I allow your heart to be hurt by habitual liars who fail to acknowledge the beautiful woman you are. I will be your friend to the end, and although I'm not the man responsible for your agony and woe, I want you to know that I love you. Sweetheart, I just want to be the man who stands with you through the rain. Allow my lips to kiss away your tear stains until no more pain remains. Until no more pain remains.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. You're tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station with Miss Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G bringing it to you live in the evening time. This is yet another Thursday night open mic hype, and that was Mr. Kyrie with Kiss Away Your Tears. I don't know, this is just an emotional piece for me. All right, Mr. Stevie G, we're going to keep it going here. I'm going to read a piece from my book, Gods in a Piece, and goes like this. It's just really somewhat of a prayer also. Dear Lord, as the tears flow racing down the mound of my cheek, with every bit of me I reach out my hand to thee, hoping that you would extend your hand unto me and rescue me from my state of despondency, ushering my mind into a better state, because my thoughts are far from a lucid place. My consciousness is dim with the fading light, and my eyelids are drained of traces of liquid joy. I look like a person sucking on bitter lemons, and my soul is so despondent that sometimes I ask, why do I keep on living? My eyes can barely open enough to let in light, because I am so bogged down with the cares of this life. I am told you are always there, and many times over you have shown how much you care. But lately my burdens have been so heavy, I have been questioning where. Trying to make sense of this heavy despair, thinking, why me? Life is so unfair. So please, dear Lord, as I call upon you, open up my heart to you. I ask of you to come close and incline your ear to me and hear my feeble cry. Replenish the liquid joy that have been drained from the lids of my eyes. Consume the atmosphere around me with your presence so that I can experience the glory surrounding you and possess the greatness magnitude of peace that only comes from knowing you. I want to remember every time I am going through, oh Lord, hear my feeble cry. Release me from this despondent state of mind so that I can regain the joy, peace, and more importantly, a renewed faith and an inner peace that no man can take. That's my peace. A prayer of inner peace. All right. This is Stevie G. How you? Thank you, Stevie G. How you? Go ahead.
I'm doing wonderful. How you?
You know, I just got to make sure you're there.
I'm here, baby. I ain't going nowhere. I got a piece I want to share with you guys.
All right. Well, go ahead. You got the floor.
I got the floor.
Yes, sir.
I haven't titled this piece yet, but
okay.
I like it. I'm not prejudiced against a thick sister, but I'm in love with this thin dime, holding her so tight, my fingertips got blisters. She is streamlined and divine, and she expresses the thoughts in my mind. I maneuver her every motion and control her softest sides. I always keep her with me. She's petite and she's pocket-sized. Good things come in small packages, so they say. I don't disagree, and I wouldn't have her any other way. She dresses in some beautiful colors, reds, blues, and greens. Lovely this one is, and she's super lean. But she knows a big man needs love, too, so this is what she does. She lets me direct all my passion and cradles all my love. She knows me better than anyone. She's with me every day. She even puts a cap on, like me, on those rainy days. She She's loaded with affection. She's guided by my thoughts. She always follows direction and does the things she's taught. So to the ladies turning green with envy, don't be. You can see other men. But if it makes you feel any better, I'm writing about my pen. I'll never leave home without her, period. And that's my piece.
Oh, Stevie G. Bring the noise.
Yeah, that's an untitled piece. I haven't titled it yet.
All right, Mr. Stevie G. That's my co-host, y'all.
Hey, the pen is a powerful woman.
All right. Well, we gonna keep the show going here. And you know we, of course, we have to mix it up a little bit, some old school, new school, and, of course, some spoken word for you. You either call it in or we have it on the air. So this is what I'm going to do. Stevie G, I'm going to do this for you because I know you love some old school.
That's right. I do love old school.
I don't know who to play, Stevie G. I know you sent me in some,
I sent you in some bloodstone. You ain't got no bloodstone over there. Didn't I send you some bloodstone?
You know what, don't know. Yeah, let me get this one. All right, who has the last laugh now? There you go.
There you go.
I'm
I'm your host, Ms. Florida Key, and holding it down with me is Mr. Stevie G. And we brought the Bloodstone with us as the last laugh. Now, we went way old school on you. You know, I had to treat my co-host.
Let me tell you something.
Stevie
G
loves old school.
That is
so
one
hard.
Of my favorite.
I'm sure a lot of people in the chat room do, too. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. I just want to quickly remind you, the call-in number is 917-932-8881, and all those that's hanging out on the switchboard, we certainly appreciate you for hanging out. But if you want to be heard, you know what to do. Select option one, and we'll get you right in. And I just want to send a shout-out to everyone in the chat room. Thank you for your presence, and we definitely, definitely love the fellowship. All right.
Ms. E.
I'm going to read another piece here.
You did it to me, Ms.
Seems
E.
that I'm kind of losing my voice.
Ms.
I don't
E.
know
you
why.
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, Suji.
I said you took me back really nicely. That's one of my favorite songs of all time.
Oh, wow.
Really? You really put it down tonight now. You got me in an old school mood now.
We all have to play a little bit more, Stevie G, tonight for you. All right. I'm going to go with this piece here, Anointed by His Presence. That's another piece from my book, God's Inner Peace. He has visited me with his presence and anointed me with his hands. He has chosen me and given me no choice but to follow his every command. He talks to me on a regular basis so that I can be prepared to speak in many places, including third world nations. I'm a poetess with a voice anointed, appointed, and commissioned by God to help others overcome the odds of mental deterioration, public humiliation, and social segregation. I am a messenger, and the message is, he has created us all as equals. He has made us as one race, human. Sure, we all rep creeds, all creeds, nationalities, colors, and cohabitate in diverse places, but we all share one address, one universe. Our zip code is 1234 corners of earthly designated places. So why, as a human race, do we plot, scheme, and fight to eliminate one another from the same place that we all have been granted occupancy until we come face to face with the creator of heaven, earth, and things beyond outer space? We antagonize, excuse me, y'all. We antagonize one another until one becomes weakened, forcing one another to surrender and resort to becoming a prisoner of war. We are not the authority of all things living, but we are advocates of fear. Fear becomes the weapon we use and the strong arm that comes to erase, replace, eject, control, or bring others to their demise of mental segregation between the mental and sanity. Its anxieties are so enormous that we surrender without a fight. But if you stop, look, and listen, and take in the beauty of the earth sights, mental strength will begin to resurface from the darkness and come forth in the marvelous light. If we just recognize the brightness of the light, we will soon realize we all have a right to a peaceful and joyful environment. We must understand our rights and know who has the authority to put in our possessions of peaceful life. Yes, mental sanity together brings back the harmony of peace in the mind, body, and soul, but it is God that has the authority to grant you your measure of his divine inner peace. I am just a messenger, and God has lifted his countenance upon me and commissioned me to deliver a message that will set you mentally free.
All right.
All right, we're going to keep it going here. You know, I got to play one of my favorite tracks by Miss Bessie Hughes with I Love Her. That's one of our spoken word Billboard chart toppers. So we are going to play that really quickly.
I love her.
I love her.
I am a woman
I am a man.
I love this one woman, and her name speaks to me through the softest of lips.
Baby, I love you.
I love you. I see in her what she sees in me. My shining star. Her body is what I need. Every note in music cries when she hits her peak. Like the world, she glows while she's submerged in sheets. I love to look at her. Don't want to talk anymore when she's in front of me. From the curl of her lips when she smiles to the sway of her thighs defined.
Touch me.
I can't help but to watch her. I mean her sensuous beauty.
I
am attracted, and damn, she haunts my dream. My eyes are tracing the small of her back on down curvy thick hips looking sweet and wide. The look in her eyes smile warmly at me. I just realized I am in love.
I'm in love with you.
She speaks to me lovingly, even when nothing is said. I am addicted to her. My beautiful opium dream. Exceeding nightmare sleep. And I'll wait. Any time and any place for her to feel like I am who she needs.
Anytime.
She is my heart's song, and as violins play to her melody, I dance to the rhythm of her love while notes beat against our skin.
Touch me.
She stands in front of mirrors and is never hung up on vanity, but recognizes self-love and she appreciates her worth and watches the mirror reflect the body of this divine lady. I love knowing this is how she feels, because she feels what I feel and she sees what I see. And I am her and she is me. And together we love and will die complete. Not narcissist love, but a woman's mind, body, and soul realize my opium dream is me. And with her, I am satisfied. The lesbian in me honors her verbally, loves her emotionally, respects her mentally. And physically, there's no hesitation to what good I'm capable of giving her.
She,
the woman whose affirmation is to love indefinitely, respects her mind's creativity. I love her because she is four times the lady. My queen and my light who stays at my side, never strays and leaves me broken. She is my beacon, and hope floats off her touch, a true soldier to love, in our life's long bond.
My beacon.
And with every fiber of my being, I love her with all that is in me.
All right, Detroit and all our global listeners, what you heard is that was Miss Bessie Hughes bringing you That's her track. I love her. I really love that piece. It's just one of my favorites to play on the show. All right, we're going to keep the show going. I just want to very quickly, before I take the next caller, I am going to read a very quick piece. I think I read it last week, but it's a piece that's in our anthology, written by moi. And I want to read it very quickly. It's a short piece, but I like it. It's entitled, I am Love and Love is Me. I am love and love is me. Love is the metaphysics, the DNA that makes up the molecules in me. I speak love, I give love, I bathe in love, and I relish and retreat in the codes of love. My pores exhalate blood from the hollow of my veins. My heart bleeds and it spits with love blood stains. I am love and love is me. Wherever I go, love follows me. Love is my bulletproof shield in the valleys of the shadow of death. Love sustains me when I've given all my love to someone else. Bear with me, you guys. I don't know what just happened to my computer.
Love, love, love.
Yes, we're going to a brief intermission. Something just happened to my Stevie G, this would happen. Anytime you talk about love.
I can read a piece while
you're
looking.
All right, y'all, bear with me. I'm going to have to start from the beginning. And I'm going to do it very quickly and very swiftly. I am love and love is me. Love is the metaphysics, the DNA that makes up the molecules in me. I speak love, I give love, I bathe in love, and I relish and retreat in the coves of love. My pores excavate blood from the hollow of my veins. My heart bleeds and it spills with love blood stains. I am love and love is me. Wherever I go, love follows me. Love is my bulletproof shield in the valleys of the shadows of death. Love sustains me when I have given all my love to someone else. Love teaches me to unselfishly wipe away the tears from another's eyes before I wipe away the tears released from my own. In return, love rewards me with her precious gift of more love, unconditional love, sacred love, blissful love. Love maintains and comforts me and assures me I will never walk alone. I am love, and love is me. Love is and always will be the metaphysics, the DNA that makes up the molecules in me. Love made me into the person I needed to be. Love is the very thing that keeps me free, and that is my peace.
Love, love, love.
All right. And we're going to take the very next caller here. Caller from the 302. You are currently on the air with Miss Poetic E and Mr. CBD. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hello, everybody. This is Barbara Trawick, a.k.a. B, or Poetic Seduction.
Welcome back, Ms. Lady. Thank you for coming through.
Oh, no problem. Strong Island actually reminded me on a post of hers on her wall tonight, so I was like, yeah, I got to come through.
All right. What you going to do for us this evening?
I have this piece. It's called Visibility Cloudy.
All right.
It was 4 o'clock on a Monday afternoon, and it must have been a summer season like the month of June, and he was slick-talking and jive-talking these pretty young things, and everything about him was so fresh and so clean. Smoothing in chocolate pudding with a body dipped in caramel, eager kitties leaking and squeaking at mother's milk, but hell, he knew they were ripe and ready, and he could smell their willingness to be held upside down and ingesting enough dick to make them tongue-tied, but he just chilled like frozen cups in a 305. This brother was all the way live. He walked in a way that would mesmerize and hypnotize, the way that he would drop his right shoulder as he leaned with it and bopped with it, all the while keeping his swag tight with it. I mean, everything about this brother was right. These chicks would swarm to him like honeybees every day faithfully, but he seemed to only have eyes for one. His eyes would illuminate like the sun when he looked in her direction, and she felt like she was the one. Overcome, her body became, and her panties would ooze that sticky, sweet sugar cane, and she interpreted his smile as hello. But just as fast as he came, he would go. But today, she told her friend Chris, I gotta just do it. I gotta walk up to him and let him know. I'm gonna put my heart in his hands, look him deep in the eyes with his love-stricken glance, and pull his soul straight through it. So Tuesday, around 4 o'clock on a sunny afternoon, she awaited nervously, glossing her lips, poking out her ass, and sucking in her gut, practicing her come get me strut, using Chris as her audience and looking to him for pointers. He calmed her down by telling her there's no way he wouldn't want her, and there he was, appearing like daybreak at first morning, his vibe so contagious and alluring. She positioned herself where he could best feast from her meal that waited between her thighs. Her eyes smiled. She licked her lips wide. He made a beeline in her direction. Her body, she panted. His reflection as he got to within the breath of her. He leaned in, and her eye disappeared beneath her lids. And just as he rested his lips just short of her earlobe, he asked her, "Do me a favor." And like poetry, she said yes, so he slid a folded piece of paper in her right palm, and she grasped it firmly. He continued only to say, "I'm kind of shy, so I really need you to do this for me. Can you slide my number to your boy, Chris?" That's my piece.
Yes, ma'am. I love that piece, sister.
That piece is good. That was a tight piece, Barbara.
Thank you all so much.
All right. All right, sister, plug you. You have a show, right?
I drop everything in the chat.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for coming through and sharing that piece with us. You definitely entertain us, and that was hot.
Thank you so much.
All right, that was Miss Barbara. Barbara, do you have a pen name or you just go by Barbara?
I keep accumulating these names. My pen name is Poetic Seduction. My government name is Barbara Trawick. But my nickname before poetry is B. So that's why
B?
I always try to just say them all. So either which way, you'll catch me.
Barbara B. Poetic Seduction.
Yeah.
Barbara B. Poetic Seduction. That's a nice name.
Yeah, I like that. All right, we're going to keep it going here. We got 16 more minutes remaining in the show. We're going to take the very next caller on the air. Call us from the 240 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Mind Poet.
Hello, how are you, Mind Poet?
I'm doing good.
Great. What are you
going to
do for us this evening?
I'm going to do a piece that's in my book. It's called God's Creation.
All right.
I look in the mirror. I see myself. I have no doubt in my mind that I'm one of God's creation. Look above. I see the sky and the clouds that are blue. I have no doubt in my mind that this is one of God's creation. In a day, I see the sun that gives us light. I have no doubt in my mind that this is one of God's creation. At night, I see the moon and the stars that gives us light. I have no doubt in my mind that this is one of God's creation. I go to the zoo, see all the animals and the creatures of the earth. I have no doubt in my mind that this is one of God's creations. I go to the beach, I feel the ocean breeze. I see the waves in the water. I have no doubt in my mind that this is one of God's creations. I see the animals of the sea. I have no doubt in my mind that this is one of God's creations. I see the birds in the trees. I have no doubt in my mind that this is one of God's creations. I go to the mountain. I climb the mountain top, which I stand. I know that in my mind that this is one of God's creations. I live on earth. I breathe the breath of God. And I know that in my mind that this is one of God's creations. And everything on earth has been created by God, not by man. God's creation.
My poet on the mic bringing it in. Let's show him some love for that piece, y'all. My poet, why don't you drop your information, how people can connect with you, buy your book, and all of that.
Yeah, you can go to poettraino.com, book called In Him I Stand, or you can go to amazon.com and type in Him I Stand, and you're able to purchase the book. Or you can go to Barnes & Noble Bookstore, or Books A Million, and buy the book, and other bookstores.
Okay. Y'all got it, y'all. All right, my poor, thank you so much for coming through, brother. We so appreciate your presence here on
thank
the Poetic you. Energy Network Station. All right, we're going to keep it going. We have just 13 more minutes remaining in the show. We're going to take the very next caller. Call from the 323 area code. You're currently on the air with Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Good evening, my darling. It is I, the Oracle, from Hollywood, California.
Good evening, Oracle. She always be a ray of sunshine when you come through.
We gotta give her a theme song.
I have a piece for you this evening.
Go ahead, darling.
It's called I Know I'm Not a Victim.
Okay, yes, darling.
Yes, I smile when I'm sad, and I laugh when I'm not happy. When I can't pay my bills, I splurge on having a good time. I've been beaten, broken, raped, and used and abused. And I've traveled, I've loved, and been loved. I've lived, and I live. I know I'm not a victim when I look into the smiling faces of my children. I know I'm not a victim when my man says yes more than he says no. Smile when you're sad. Laugh when you're not happy. When you can't pay your bills, splurge on having a good time. Murphy has had his way with me. His laws written on my roadmap of life. Though I've survived much, I know I'm not a victim. I know I'm not a victim when I can share my life with a smile on my face. I know I'm not a victim when memories bring tears to my eyes without pain in my heart. I know I'm not a victim when each day I feel more at peace with myself. I know I'm not a victim, though I've survived the monkey wrenches of life. I know I'm not a victim when only the good stuff comes to bear. I know I'm not a victim when I realize I have nothing else to share. So I smile when I'm sad and I laugh when I'm not happy. When I can't pay my bills, I splurge on having a good time. I'm going to smile when I'm sad, and I'll laugh when I'm not happy. When I can't pay my bills, I'll splurge on having a good time, because I know I'm not a victim. It's my life, and that's that piece.
That was beautiful.
Wow.
You always bring it.
Yes.
That's my answer to child abuse.
That was, you know what? That was the kind of piece she was like. It felt like a breath of fresh air, like you can just inhale and exhale just by knowing that, you know, no matter what is going on in your life, you just splurge on having a good time because you can't.
That is so correct.
As usual, you come through and do your due.
Thank you. God bless you all. I wanted to put a reminder out for everyone. For some of you, it's going to happen sooner than for the rest of us because of where you live, time zone-wise. But remember that 11-11-11 is a perfect day for reflection and for recognizing and understanding the true beauty that we each and every one of us have, each of us who has a breath to breathe and eyesight to see with and mouths to speak with and legs and arms to be able to do things with. So I'm asking that we all of us, sentient beings, I like to call us as a collective unit, that we all take a moment sometime during tomorrow's day to be thankful for the perfect being that you are because you are.
Thank you.
Yes.
Tomorrow being
11-11-11. 11-11-11, the day synchronized ink has officially dropped. All perfect. All perfect. All perfect. Yes. All right, Ms. Oracle, we so appreciate you
Thank you.
For coming through, sharing, bringing your sunshine with you.
Thank you so much.
Right.
Thank you. You can catch me at my website, theoraclespeaks.info, and then I have a show on Sundays from 3 to 3:30. It's only half an hour, called The Oracle Speaks with You, and we have guests and stuff, and I'm going to have you as my guest one of these days, each and every one of you in queue. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes, you guys heard of the Oracle, her show. Oracle, you're going to put your link in the
I'm putting it in
link?
There right now.
All right.
It's coming over.
The Oracle. All right. Thank you so much, sister.
Thank you.
All
bless
right.
You.
That was, I just wanted a beautiful piece, DVD, don't you think? It just was like, I was just like,
She always brings it, man. You know, she always brings it every time she comes on. She's most definitely a very, very talented woman. She is. She's really beautiful. She really brings beautiful pieces to the show. So thank you, Oracle.
We just have 8 more minutes remaining in the show. I just want to take the time out to say, like the Oracle was saying, to remember tomorrow, 11-11-11, it has a lot of significance. And it's also the day that our anthology, with many of the people that are in the chat room, are part of this anthology. It drops tomorrow. I see that Amazon has already populated one of the versions. It's in paperback version and on the Kindle version. I see they've already populated the Kindle version on Amazon.com. The anthology is $24.99. for the paperback and $15 for the Kindle book. This also is going to be on my my publishing company site, MichaelMichellePublishing.com, and also the Book Patch and everywhere stores where books are available, you can get our anthology. It was a labor of love. It was something just definitely dear to me because someone out here in the universe actually funded that anonymously, sending donations to our show. So we certainly appreciate that person. If they're under the sound of my voice, whoever they may be, we put a little dedication in there for them, letting them know this is what we did with the money. But it's amazing when people even don't know you, or if they do know you and, you know, haven't made themselves known to you, but trusts you to do something worthwhile with money that they send in. And you don't find too many people like that. So when you're doing something that people like, you never know who's going to support you. And you know, it's just an amazing thing that this has all come together, and it was a labor of love. And we have Stevie G, he's in the anthology, Miss Strong Island, May, Faith Poetry is in there. So many people from across the globe are included in the anthology, and we purposely wanted it to come out on tomorrow. Like I said, it's already showing up on Amazon.com within the Kindle version. So hopefully the other parts will populate as well. It's going to be available on Amazon.com, the Book Patch, and the MichaelMichellePublishing.com site. With that being said, I'm just going to go ahead and let my co-host fall in and do what he does and get it going here.
Okay, the name of my piece that I'm getting ready to read is called Memory. Memory, memory. Listen to me choking up. Hey, baby, I know you're here. I feel your presence. I'm in a room and it's filled with your essence. The room is very dark, but I know you're near me. I expect in a moment you'll jump out and try to scare me. That's your personality. You love to play, and I wouldn't have you any other way. This place doesn't seem real, but yet your presence does. I guess I owe that to you and how you shower me with your love. I'm cold and I'm lonely and I need to hold you tight. It's pitch black in here and I'm waiting for daybreak to shed some light. So I can see the vision of your lovely face. I smell some food cooking and I hear you saying grace. I hear my children talking and my grandkids too. I hear them saying, Mommy, Daddy really loves you. This seems like it's real, but I think this is a dream. But I've been in dreams before, but they never were cold to me. Something's not right. I feel really different here. My skin, my smell, even the texture of my hair. Then I heard one of my kids say, Daddy did that before he died. And then I heard my son say, yeah, and Mommy really cried. That's what made me realize why I was so cold. I passed on and planted in a hole. I passed on and gone, and I know not for how long. But my legacy is obvious, and my memory and family live on and on and on. And that's my piece.
All right, Mr. CVG. All right, we have 2 minutes remaining in the show. I just want to make a quick announcement. We want to send out love and prayers to Miss Strong Island. She just got some very sad news. Her brother's mother-in-law just passed, and she's here on the show tuning in, listening to her. So we want to send out love and energy to you and wish you great strength, Miss Strong Island. We want you to know that we love you and support you, of course, and in your time of bereavement. Please let us know what's going on with everything. I know this is too soon, but we just want to embrace you right now and send out an influx of love and energy toward you. So, Ms. Strong Island, I will be talking to you this evening, but I just wanted to let everybody know to, you know, embrace our sister, because this is how we do. We're family here on the show. So we love you, my dear sister. All righty. All right, with that being said, we only have 1 more minute remaining in the show, so we are just going to wrap it on up. And remember to check out all of our other regular scheduled shows. I have various hosts on my network here. I have Miss Tay Queen, Conversations with the Queen, on Monday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Tuesday, I have Dr. Doris Moulton Sproul with Here's to Your Health. At 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, Ms. Strong Island holds it down on Wednesday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with the Erotic Open Mic segment. Of course, myself and Mr. CVG on Thursday nights, the regular open mic. Friday, we usually have open forum, and sometimes on Wednesday and Friday afternoon at 3 p.m., we usually have the afternoon radio mix, spoken word billboard and afternoon radio mix. When we can, and then, of course, Saturday, we have Brother Yerushua on Saturday, and he has an open forum as well. But check us out on any one of the days. We have some very good hosts bringing some very good information and bringing positive light and energy. Again, we want to say Strong Island, we love you, sister, and we will be in touch and reach out to you and let us know if you need us in any kind of way. I want to say thank you to everyone that called in and read this evening. We appreciate your presence and your voice here on the show, all of you that hung out with us in the chat room. And make sure that if you have time, all of the other hosts that have graced the show this evening, if you can, stop by and show them some love as well as we can. We will try to make it out to your show. There's so many shows out there to make it to, but know that we're always embracing you in love and energy. So God bless you all. We love you, and we'll see you next time. Good night, all.
Good night.
Sending it out, Jazzy, with Jazzy.
Good night, John.